The Bush administration again is considering whether to send a high-level envoy to North Korea. The U.S. had offered to send a representative to Pyongyang in July, but withdrew the offer after a fatal naval encounter between North and South Korean vessels. North Korea has made several conciliatory statements since that event, and Secretary of State Colin Powell chatted briefly with his North Korean counterpart 2 weeks ago in Brunei. Influencing the U.S. decision is growing concern in Washington that North Korea is continuing to pursue the development of nuclear weapons. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration always has expressed concern that North Korea was not living up to its commitments, including a 1994 agreement known as the Agreed Framework. It requires that North Korea freeze its nuclear weapons program in exchange for international assistance in building two light water nuclear reactors to provide energy for civilian use. A senior U.S. defense official who asked not to be identified says Pyongyang seems to be in compliance with the narrow requirements of that agreement, but he says there is evidence that North Korea still has an active nuclear weapons program. Another senior administration official, who also asks not to be identified, says Washington's concern has intensified over the past year, based on intelligence assessments. He won't provide details, but says the administration suspects that North Korea is in violation of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and possibly the Agreed Framework itself, depending on one's interpretation of the document. Larry Wurzel, director of Asian Studies at the Heritage Foundation, says he would not be surprised to learn that North Korea is violating the spirit, if not the letter, of the Agreed Framework.
I think they're doing the same thing on their missile program. I think that they have made a promise that they will not do flight testing, but that they are doing all other forms of testing that they can do on a missile. For me, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't speak to them.
Wurzel says that if North Korea agrees to talk with the United States without preconditions, the U.S. should send a negotiator to Pyongyang immediately.
The most urgent issue is the fact that there are 37,000 Americans still stationed over there protecting South Korea that are under the guns of North Korean artillery. The second most urgent issue, of course, that could cause a near-term crisis is the light water reactor program and the ability of the IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency, to get in there and actually get a look at what's going on.
Donald Gregg, former U.S. ambassador to South Korea, also advocates dialogue with North Korea.
The problem is that they are very fearful of us militarily. They don't trust us, and they're offended by the rhetoric that we use. My suggestion is start with the easy issues and build up some mutual confidence, and then begin to attack the tougher issues later on. But I think that's not the unanimous view within the administration.
Gregg, who visited North Korea in the spring, says Pyongyang is ready to talk because of its dire economic straits and urgent need for electrical power. But he acknowledges there have been many problems with North Korea in previous negotiations.
The North Koreans have not solved the riddle of reciprocity. I think they've taken more than they have given. But I sensed in my visit in April that they were rethinking some of those things and were hoping that if we tone down our rhetoric, that they could get back to a better level of dialogue.
A senior administration official says a decision on resuming formal talks will be made in coming weeks, and a big factor will be the level of progress in talks that resume this week between North and South Korea. The first round of talks produced some movement on economic and humanitarian issues, but the North would not commit to talks on the all-important military issue. The administration official says North Korea likes to pick and choose the agenda. But that can't happen, he says, if North Korea wants to resume negotiations with the United States. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.